The eye clinic at the Kolebu Teaching Hospital remains closed as a result of non-functioning of air conditioners. Radio Ghana caught up with the PRO of the hospital, Mustafa Salifu, who said management is working around the clock to fix the faulty air conditioners. He could not say when exactly the eye clinic will be opened. Mr. Salifu spoke to George Ankra.
Yes, we are still working on it.
But Salifu, was this facility put up by Kolebu itself, or it was a voluntary organization that put the facility for the hospital?
Yes, it is put up by, we're collaborating with the hospital in the UK, that's the Morpheus Vaisal Hospital, and then Lions Club International. They came together to sort of put it up.
So the inability to fix the air conditioners, was it just out of forgetfulness or what?
No, it was all forgetfulness. They did some tests. They brought some equipment in to do an assessment to see whether we will be able to work in there. And then, but when we completed, we realized that it's not good enough. So we need to fix this to get the place working again.
Now that the head of the eye clinic is appealing to philanthropists to donate air conditioners, how soon would that be for the workers to go back and work? Because people need their services.
Has the head of the place gone out to appeal for funds?
So you cannot estimate when the clinic will be open to deliver service to the Ghanaian patient, eye patient?
We will tell you when the work is completed.
Salifu, do you feel happy about the situation yourself?
It's not about my personal feelings. It's about getting the work done so that we can resume normal operation.
Is it not becoming one too many?
Everybody will be happy. Not in the interest of anybody. The question suggests if somebody is interested in not making the service available, apart from that, nobody would want to do that in this hospital.
No, but Kolebu, we all know, is a premier hospital. And we are wondering how on earth, in this century, that anybody would want to put up a hospital without the necessary facilities.
An assessment was done. They brought in an equipment to assess and see whether the temperature was all right. But once we move in, we realized, no, it's not feasible to work in there. We needed to work on the cooling system again before we resume normal operations.